Blog Talk Radio.
Deacon Bell, your host on the Brother segment of the Straight Way Truth Radio broadcast tonight. If you would, please give me a radio check and let me know how I'm coming in, please. 10's good, 1 being, 10 being the highest being good, 1 being the lowest being bad. If you would, please. Thank you. Shalom, shalom. Bless you all, Brother Steve, Brother Ugly, all you faithful Israelites that are here tonight, calling in, as well as all you who are in the chat, too. I bless you all. I see the tens. Thank you, my brothers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Thank you for the brilliant moment. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints. Hope everyone had a beautiful Shabbat. You know, we had a lot of rain here at times. But it was a good Shabbat. Of course, you know, the man of Yah preached a good word to us. Hallelujah. To us faithful idiots. Brother Ugly's commenting. But, you know, it was a very good word, very timely, very needful in this hour for the saints of the Most High. Yeah. And I hope we all are grateful to the Most High that He's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, that He's redeemed us through the precious blood of Jesus, and that we are grateful sons and daughters to Him, and that we will continue to show forth His praises and His righteousness in our daily lives. Oh, hallelujah. Well, of course, you know, by the title of this, tonight's broadcast, it's going to be we'll talk about all we need. Might not necessarily be the best title, but that's all that came to mind. But anyway, you know, Pastor talked about demonic, that was the title of yesterday's message, was Demonic Infestation. And Pastor covered a whole lot of ground. And the word, you know, the first, really started off too yesterday, one of the questions, what was the first question he asked? I wrote it down. He says, are you better off this week than you were last week? Something to think about too when he asked that, you know. Truthfully, some of us are better off and some of us are not better off. And that would be due to demonic infestation. Now we have seen, like Pastor stated, we've seen a lot of people fall away due to demonic infestation. And you wonder how many more are going to fall off due to demonic infestation, mostly because they won't do anything about the demons that are in. You know, they get bitter, they get mad, they get offended. Like was covered yesterday. Well, for whatever reason, they have to justify themselves for their going away. But to those of us who remain, we need to continue to strive to make sure we keep ourselves clean, keep ourselves right. You know, going forward, you know, making it to the next feast, and not being spots in our feast of charity when we have them. You know, because there have been many a wicked soul that has come amongst us and has fallen away, and we don't want to be of that type of character or individual. You know, and the week before last, Pastor stayed on his blog talk that, you know, this is going to be a year of trying. Let me read this a scripture before I continue there. Hold on. Let me get my... You know, it's going to be a year of trying for Israel. You know, we better gird up your loins, brothers and sisters, to see what flight of afflictions you may have to endure. You know, your natural family may come against you, or you may have enemies just come out of the woodwork that you know, that you don't even know about, that may come against you to be your test, to be your trial. Or it could be something else that may happen in your life. But where are you going to stand? Are you going to fall away? Are you going to give up on the Most High when your fiery trial comes upon you? Or are you going to stand in the furnace, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Or are you going to be like Daniel in the lion's den and stand still and watch the Most High shut the lion's mouths for you? You know, if you're in the fire, you're not gonna burn. But you know, but we are gonna be tested. Now let's read 1 Peter 4:1. For as much then as Christ hath suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin. You know, Christ suffered in his flesh. Of course, you know, he was beaten for us all. You know, all the tortures and torturing and suffering that he suffered. You know, and of course, you know, today none of us will be getting beaten like him, or like the disciples. You know, being whipped and things like that to suffer shame for Christ's namesake, all we suffer is people talking about us. You know, we suffer mental persecution. Thank you for posting that, brother. And most of us can't even handle that. You know, we get so tempted and so tried to even fall away just because of the little light affliction that we suffer in these days. You know, but the big stick is coming. The big stick is coming. So just get yourself ready. Get yourselves ready, brothers and sisters, so that you won't fall away, so you won't give up or deny the Most High, deny Yeshua. Hallelujah. And one thing, too, let me go back here for a minute. Something that's been on my mind. You know, we look at the natural seat. You know, of course, you know, not all Israel is Israel. So we do know that true Israel is, you know, born again of the Spirit. But, you know, we do have the natural seed as well. And my job, I think it was 6 day, you know, we had this black woman come in, she's a vendor. I've seen her one time before. She came in, of course she had a bad spirit on her, you know, her demonic infestation. You know, she was manifesting. You know, this lady had a bad attitude. And it's a sad shame, you know. Of course, I really want to talk to her a little bit, but at the same time, I got that witness, and I'll leave her alone. You know, and she's a disrespectful type person too. I mean, I only had to deal with her for like a couple of minutes, and I left her hanging just because of her attitude. Because I would have, I would have made sure she had what she needed when she was there. Got everything together for her. She was picking up some stuff, but you know, she didn't. But her attitude was so crappy. I wasn't going to fool with her. You know, when I made a comment to one of the people that work under me at my job, saying, I'm going to lunch, you know, and I just threw it out there. And then the woman said something to her, to the girl that works with me. And I said, you know what? The girl came to me and said, hey, you going to take care of that woman? I said, no, forget her. She got a bad attitude. I ain't fooling with her. And just walked away and left her hanging. If she would have held her tongue, which we got a lot of unruly women nowadays, these mistress mouth monstrous women who don't know how to, you know, conduct themselves righteously in any kind of way. I mean, I wasn't going to, you know, just since she had that disrespectful attitude, that nature, I wasn't going to do nothing for her. It's like, well, you know, and if I would have had more time, I probably would have endured it. Probably when I would have had to rebuke her, then if I would have stayed back there. But since I didn't stay back there, just walked away from her and left her hanging, I hope that was enough reproof for her. But she may end up coming back again, and we'll just have to deal with her when the time comes. But I mean, but the point of the story here is just that, you know, she's a natural seed Israelite, right? And then we got another gentleman who works for the same company, natural seed Israelite, with the same bad nature, same demonic infestation, and he acts pretty much the same way. And I was like, man. And then you get the Caucasian people to come in to work for that same company who have better character and better spirits, who don't come in there and murmur and complain, bitch and gripe about anything. They just patiently wait and they get taken care of and they go about their business. But the natural seed tends to have an entitlement mentality that something's old to them. But, you know, there's nothing old to any of us. And so it's just that So speaking of the natural seed, those of us who are the natural seed, let's make sure we definitely are grateful people. And the reference, you know, forget the heathen I'm talking about now. They're heathen. The one man, the man that works for the company, he's a Christian, but you know, he's a heathen anyway. But anyway, so forget about the people of the world, but I'm more concerned about the Israelites and how we conduct ourselves. You know, we should be people of people who conduct ourselves righteously and have good character. And the Gentiles will have nothing to charge us with. But anyway, hallelujah. But you know, so brothers and sisters, let's strive to be a righteous people. But you know, when we do show forth these bad attitudes, this murmuring, this complaining, selfishness, bitterness, I mean, we can go down the list to show what type of demonic infestation that you have. You know, because it affects your character. What Paul writes? Evil communications corrupt good manners. And you have, when these spirits are in us, how much are they corrupting within us when they're speaking to us and we act out their natures and we give place to them and allow ourselves to act like the devils we're hosting? You know, you ever been harsh with somebody before, brother, have you? How about you, Brother Steve? You never had a nasty attitude towards anybody, have you, brother? You wouldn't do that, would you? How about you, Brother Tommy? Dear Harris, how about you? And, you know, any of you saints show forth any any bad attitude, you know, showing forth the demonic infestation that you had. You put it out there, you weren't ashamed of when it happened. But it did happen. It did manifest. Not to say you walk like that now, but at times, maybe you have done that. That's right, Brother Steve. You ever do that to rebuke the devil and he flee from us, too. Well, we'll go through deliverance. Well, one way definitely is going through deliverance and casting the devil out of us, the ones that we act out of as well. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing that we do have deliverance in this ministry, because we need it. You know, for us to be a righteous people, for us to not have our garments spotted by the flesh, or have any spots on our garment, you know, we need to make sure we are getting clean, getting purged. You know, we got Passover coming up in a short time. Hallelujah. We'll come out of the dead season, which has been like no other. Hallelujah. The dead season was something else. Well, I can say I ain't never seen nothing like it. Hallelujah. But y'all still good. You know, well, rejoice and thank y'all for him keeping us. Hallelujah. That you're rooted and grounded in the faith. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. But anyway, I'm not going to be that long tonight, saints. But, you know, Paul says this over in Romans 8:18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And that's the truth. So anything that we may suffer, anything we may endure, had to go through, you know, not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. And what's that? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know, we shall be like him when he returns. As long as we purify ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's go to, I got one clip of pastor's preaching from yesterday I want to play for us tonight as well, too. Yeah, a lot of good preaching. Let me find what I'm looking for here. Hallelujah. You know, speaking on in the realm of contentment, let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Let's start at verse 24. Matthew 6, verse 24, we'll read that. We'll go to 34, Brother Ugly. No, this is Jesus. Yeshua saying this. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Yah and Mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto your stature? And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, Yah so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Taking no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what we shall drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? But all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself, sufficient unto you. But you know, saints, in a nutshell, we don't have nothing to worry about. The Most High God. As long as we keep ourselves in good standing, walking righteously, I mean, you look at that. You know, he says the Gentiles are seeking after these things. You know, they're going to and fro, worried about having enough food, worried about having that. Not saying we shouldn't be storing food, saints. Not saying we shouldn't make the proper preparations. But that's all their mind's consumed about. They're not worried about, what was verse 33 say? Seeking first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So the Father's God. He's going to take care of us. But we have to make sure we keep our mind, keep everything in the right perspective. Because what happens if you lose it all? Then what you got? You lose everything that you have, and you see, and you lose your Yah on top of it. What a mess. Then, you know, gain the whole world, but lose your soul. You know, the other side, people like Bill Gates, you know, got all the money in the world, man, more money than all of us will ever see or touch. You know, he's, you know, a wealthy man in this world, but, you know, and he's laboring to be rich. But he ain't seeking the kingdom of Yah. You know, he can enjoy those riches right now, but when he dies and lifts up his eyes in hell, he'll wish he had Jesus instead. And I remember telling some young men that used to live on this land many years ago. You know, because Michael Jordan was the big thing back in the day, back then, you know, watching basketball, and, you know, they were talking about wanting to be like Mike. I said, you know what, brothers? Y'all need to forget about being like Mike, because one day Mike will want to be like you. You know, you're saying the Most High Yah. And he don't have what you have. And you're looking at his earthly goods, but they don't mean nothing in the sight of Yah, you know, compared to what we have in Christ. I mean, you got salvation. You got the Ruach. You don't forget Mike and his money. But don't worry, on the day of judgment, you'll see. But, you know, they didn't care for that at the time because their hearts were a bit distracted at that point in time. But anyway, hallelujah. Now let's go to, I may come back and read another one of them later, but, oh, come on, let's go to Revelation chapter 3. Building here a little bit. Hope everybody's doing well, and that demonic infestation is not hindering your mind from hearing tonight, from it being able to receive what it got for you. Hallelujah. But if it is hindering you, you are a part of a deliverance ministry, so there is no excuse to stay demonically infested. Just saying. You can't humble yourself and repent and get the devil's cast out of it. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, oh, brother, under Revelation 3, 14 through 22, if I didn't tell you. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, that faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of Yah. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You know, and reading all that, brothers and sisters, now how many of us are rich and increased with goods and have need of none? You know, we're satisfied with all our worldly goods, but, you know, we neglect our spiritual man. No. What Pastor told us to do? Be praying in the Holy Spirit, build up ourselves in the most holy faith. Build yourself up. Using that ruach, if you have been baptized with them and have the evidence of speaking with tongues, you can do that. But if you don't, I understand why you're not doing it. But those of us who have the ruach, there's no excuse for us. But the reason why we don't do it is because we're rich and increased with goods. I don't have no need to have y'all closer to me, to have the anointing present in my body and in my life and the things that I do. No, I don't need y'all for that. I'm filled up with myself and everything that I desire, my little worldly wicked ways. You know, the reasons, what things we can think of, the excuses you make for how you are distracted with this world. What did he say to, what was the message to Ezra over in Ezra 4:2? You know, you've gone too far into this world. How many of us have gone too far into this world? Well, we love to be rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. And then we can't hear the reproof of the Most High saying, hey, you're miserable, poor and blind, and naked. You know, you go out there for everybody to see. Our pastor talked about having discernment. Being able to see when people are running dirty. You know, most I see it. And let many of y'all see it. So you're not hot. So we're not, nobody's hot. None of us are hot. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? Well, we heed his counsel. I counsel thee to buy me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed. And what is that white raiment, saints? The righteousness of the saints. If you walk in righteousness, you be clothed. Your nakedness won't appear. You need to get your eyes anointed with eyesight. You need to be able to see you and announce the truth about you, and then turn from your wicked way so that you can really see. And don't be pointing your finger at your brother. Well, you know, Father, I don't want to walk uprightly because, you know, Brother Steve don't walk right, you know. But the time to turn it don't do right, you know. So, if I'm, you know, so that therefore because of them, I can't do right. Well, you know, because the sister Ashley ain't walking right, you know. She's the reason why I'm unholy. Or so Mother Carol ain't walking right. That's the reason why I can't be holy. I can't wear a head cup, you know, even doing that. Well, I can't submit to my husband because, you know, he's a hypocrite. Well, what about your hypocrisy, woman? There ain't no excuse for it. Turn from your wicked way first. Don't put forth the finger. Accusing. Being accused of the brethren. Which is another sign of demonic infestation. You see, that's part of the things the Father's giving us, though. You know, hey, I got gold. Let's try the fire. I got right raiment to clothe you. I shall to anoint your eyes with so that you can see. But don't forget, I am going to rebuke you. I'm going to chasten you. So just be zealous and repent. And then when the promise there, too, in verse 21, to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. Hallelujah. Let's strive to overcome, brothers and sisters. Let's get the victory over the things that are oppressing us. We all know the areas of our temptation, the areas of our demonic infestation, things that we need to get right. What are we waiting on? You know, it says this over in 1 John. 1 John 2:15, we'll read verses 15 through 17, brother. I'll give you a focus in, please. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of Yah abideth forever. You know, so a lot of the ways we carry ourselves, we're showing how much of the world is in us. You know, the lust that we pursue after, our own personal things that we lust after in the world, that manifests in our nature and our ways. You know, the things that we do and the things that we don't do. You know, show forth who will serve him? What does Jesus say? No man can serve two masters. How many masters do we have, saints? We should only have one. But how many do you have? Come on, tell the truth about you. Don't worry about everybody else. How many masters do you have? Who are you serving, really? Have you spent this week serving y'all, last week serving y'all, this whole year serving y'all? Or you've just been serving yourself? In your own wicked lust. Hallelujah. But I trust that we are serving our Yah. But if you have slipped off, turn from your wicked way, get it right. Turn back to the true and the living Yah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. Hey, brother, I just want to read verses 1 through 20. I'm going to skip around this chapter, though. I may go back and forth with a couple other scriptures, too. We'll see. By the way, saints, I do love y'all all, you all, and bless you all. Appreciate your time tonight. Hallelujah. Second Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of Yah and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of Yah and of Jesus our Master. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Thanks, y'all. Hold on 1 second. I want to read that from the scriptures version. Let me pull up this Esau real quick. I believe that was where. Come on, computer. Should have had it pulled up. I forgot about it. Computer. I didn't click on that computer. Come on. There we go. Computer. Ah, here we go. On the verse I was at. 2 Peter 1:3, Scriptures verse. As his mighty light power has given to us all we need for life and reverence through the knowledge of him who has called us to esteem and uprightness. You know, he's given us all we need for life. So, if he's given us all we need for life and reverence through the knowledge of him who has called us to his esteem and uprightness, Then why do we have a love for the world, the things that are in the world, you know, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life? You know, that's of the world, not of the Father. Why are our hearts geared that way? Something to think about. Why are we bent on that way? What's that crooked, that bent way in us that goes after that? Just something to think about, the condition of our heart, where we are in that. You know, but see, godliness through the knowledge of him, it called us to glory and virtue. And let's focus on this one part of that verse, through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Through the knowledge of him, not our own knowledge. You know, we'll need to lean on to our own understanding, but get the knowledge of Yah in us, and we can start striving for the kingdom, having our nature changed as we are filled with the Ruach, hiding his word in our heart so we won't sin against him, allowing the Spirit of Yah to lead and guide us. You know, those that are led of the Spirit of Yah, these are the sons of Yah. And I trust that we are being led of Yah, sons of Yah, faith to the Most High. That we, on computer, bring my screen up. That we yield ourselves to the Most High. There we go. Hallelujah. Okay, this computer's a little trippy. What in the world? Come on. There we go. Okay. All righty. Reading on. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And we know what those lusts are, right? We just read that over in 1 John. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Well, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar, and hath forgotten that he was purged of his old sins. Now, getting to that state of being blind and cannot see afar off, you know, you forgot that you're purged of your old sins. What would cause us to get in that state, saints? Demonic infestation? Along with a lack of appreciation and love of the Most High? You know, having no love for your Savior, the one who redeemed you, doing despite to his spirit of grace and going back and turning to your sin, to your vomit, spitting in the face of Yeshua, say, hey, I'm away with you. I'm not going to have you to rule over me anymore. I don't want your laws. I don't want your governance in my life anymore. Now, someone might say, well, no, that ain't what I'm doing. Well, your fruit, your works testify of you in that regard. In the man of y'all, just calm it out. In verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Well, if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and Savior Jesus Christ. But how much does demonic infestation hinder this, saints, in our walk? Something to consider. You know, if you get bitter, if you get become unforgiving, I mean, that's going to hinder charity. That's going to hinder kindness. It'll help you be ungodly. I mean, everything that you don't, every bad characteristic you don't want, you know, those are the things that are going to hinder those things that you add to your faith. Hold on, let's go here. Where's my scripture? Where's that? Hold on. Where did I put that? Where are you? We got many instructions in the Word to help lead us and guide us into all truth, to show us what manner of persons we ought to be, manifesting the nature of Christ, so we can be ambassadors of the kingdom, which is very needful in this hour for us being saints. Hallelujah. So let's make sure we're striving to walk uprightly, brothers and sisters. You know, not being blinded by the demons that are in us, things that we haven't dealt with in our lives yet, or all the things we're trying to ignore and sweep under the rug and expect them to get better, and they're not, until we do something about it. But let's go to Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, how we do that when we're full of bitterness, or full of fear, the spirit of fear, when you're full of pride, full of envy, full of hate? You can't think, your mind won't think that way. You can't take on the mind of Christ. You know, you're going to walk after the flesh. You're going to walk after the nature of the wicked one. You know, in other words, you're going to be up your father to death. Well, wait a minute, Deacon. I'm born again. I'm a servant of Jesus. Well, your fruit. What Jesus said, by your fruit, we shall know you. Well, I know we know what you're confessing, but your fruit testifies against you. So which one is it? You can't have both ways. Can't serve two masters. Either you love the one and hate the other, or you despise the one and hate the other. So you can't, either way, you can't have two. You know, y'all's not going to share you with the devil. Most definitely not. He can have more than one company. We can't. You know, we're giving the one. We're the woman in this. We're here. We're the bride of Christ. So he's not gonna share us with the house of time. So you have to make up your mind, have a ready to made up mind. That's why some folks have fallen away in this dead season. They give place to the devil. They don't want to get nothing right, and they put their hands upon and looking back because they're not sure of which way they're going. What's that, Brother Ugly? My browser had a glitch and I couldn't post anything back then. Oh, okay, back then. Okay, I got you, Brother Ugly. Okay. Yeah, there's blogs off of these computers and stuff, man. Yeah, something's always going on, huh? Technology. Hallelujah. How about this, saints? Let's go to Romans chapter 1, verse 28. Wait a minute. Let me read all that. Let's go back a little bit on that one. So let's go to this verse 28. Let's make sure this ain't us, saints. All right? Hallelujah. And even if they did not like to retain Yah in their knowledge, Yah gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Yah gave them over because we did not like to retain them in our knowledge. But, you know, we don't want to submit to the way of Yah, right? We don't want to be obedient, you know, keep his commandments. Even thinking about his word, let his word have place in us. You know, the Bible tells us not to despise prophesying. It also tells us to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save our soul, but yet we don't want to retain Yah in our knowledge. I wonder why. Demonic infestation? You know, giving place to the devil? You know, Yah gave them over to a reprobate mind. How far you want to go? You want to be let go like that? To do those things which are not convenient? You know, of course, saints, hold on, let me stop a minute. And this is not written to the world. This is written to us. You know, this world ain't given to them. It's given to us, Israel. Let's make sure we are mindful. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of Yah, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who know the judgment of Yah, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Y'all ain't joking, Saints. No one to judge me, y'all. You got pleasure in them that do those things. Sounds like we need to fear y'all and retain them in our knowledge so we're not giving over to the wicked one. Giving over to these things, that are, these abominations, like the nations are doing. Do you want y'all to let you go, let his hand off of you? I say no. Hallelujah. At least I know I don't. I don't know about you, Saints, but I don't want y'all to give me over to the reprobate mind. So whenever the conviction comes, let's turn and repent. Let's let y'all be the one that lead and guides us, our shepherd. It's not just written there for nothing. He's not a shepherd for anything, just for no reason. He is our shepherd, the great shepherd. So let's allow him by his walk to lead and guide us, to admonish us, to convict us when we're wrong, when we're going astray. Hallelujah. Tell you what, let's go. Let's go back to 2 Peter, verse 3, chapter 1, verse 3. And I want to play that clip of pastors preaching for us before time gets away from us. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I want to focus on that word knowledge. Now, what's Jeremiah 3:15 say? Will you post that, please, Brother Ugly? Jeremiah 3:15. And tell you the truth, Saints, in this hour, as much as this world wants to not have a preacher come forth and minister the word of Yah in the ears of the hearing, We definitely need a man of Yah proclaiming the word to us. You know, like what the Father said, I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. So the knowledge of him was not going to eat, not even coming from us, it's not going to be generated by us, it's going to come from Yah. The servants, you know, the gifts he provided. But let me play this clip for us. It's about 8 minutes, I think it is. Are you able to post that, Brother Ugly? Why, let me get that.
Hearken not unto the words of the prophet that prophesy unto you. They make you vain.
They make you what?
They make you vain.
Vain? Come on, because you know to make you vain is to tell you stuff you like to hear. That's how they make you vain. Tell you stuff you like to hear. Read.
They speak a vision of their own heart.
Of their what?
Own heart.
It didn't come from y'all, it came from their own heart. Read on.
And not out of the mouth of Elohim. They shall steal. They say, steal unto them that despise me.
You hear that? They say, steal unto them that do what?
Despise.
Is that not going against y'all? I said, and watched the guy up in what they call praise service. We used to do the same thing in the house of prayer down in Leesville. And he was up praising, and everybody was hallelujah. You know, because black folk can get emotional in a minute. I mean, I'm not. There's nothing wrong with praising, running, dancing, shouting, nothing wrong with that. David, he got the all-time, he is the all-time heavyweight leader of shouting. I seen some people shout, but I ain't never seen them shout out of their clothes. David is the number one shouter. Did I say something wrong? This big old guy that was up shouting, he had them too. Tell God to give you that house. Tell God to give you that car. Now, declare it's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way. Yeah. Tell y'all to raise your credit score so you can go get the house. You think y'all give a damn about your credit score? No, let's be real. Do you think you give a damn about your credit score? I'm going to tell you something else. Y'all don't give a damn. You ain't got no house either. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seeking a house ain't seeking the kingdom. These things will be added unto you after you seek the kingdom first. I know. We ain't never heard no mighty one like this. Read.
Yahweh has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone.
Now, these are people say, you know what? It don't make no difference what they say, man. We still gonna have peace. We don't need them. We gonna have peace. Read.
And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you.
For let me see, you out here whoremonger, but ain't no evil coming to you. You out here committing adultery, but ain't no evil going to come to you. You out here lying, cheating, and stealing, but ain't no evil going to come to you. You're immersing and soaking yourself with the world, but ain't no evil going to come. Man, don't worry about that, man. We got this. Oh, yeah, you got it. Come on.
For who has stood in the counsel of Yahweh and hath perceived and heard his word? And who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of Yahweh is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of Yahweh shall not return. The anger of Yahweh shall not return until he have executed, until he had performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran.
Now, y'all didn't send them, but they took off anyway, didn't they? That's what we got. We got a plethora of that today. Come on.
I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I Yahweh at hand? Saith Yahweh, am I not an Elohim afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him?
Can they? Man, he doing a lot of talking, isn't he? Read.
Saith Yahweh, do not I feel heaven and earth? Saith Yahweh.
Mm.
I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesied lies?
Mm.
Yeah. They are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Of the deceit.
Come on.
Of their own heart. Which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers had forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith Yahweh? Is not my word like a fire, saith Yahweh, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
Now, let's stop right there. Y'all want a little bit of understanding on that for a second? All right. y'all know that y'all ever seen me when I get into a realm when I get really passionate about y'all's word because I hate sin and iniquity? Y'all see me whenever I have to correct and rebuke or I get the preaching really hard? You don't feel the fire of y'all's word burning into you? Are you following me? But see, these prophets and dreams, they come to you with smooth words. They come to these words and everybody's all at peace. But when I start speaking like that and thundering, that's the Most High Spirit thundering. And that is what's shaking you up. That is what's making you quake. That is what's got your attention. That's what's burning on the inside of you. Y'all? Y'all. When you hear our brothers and sisters in here speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues, does it come like, hi, hi, hi? Oh. God says, you're all beautiful. Oh, wait a minute. Look of Messiah. Excuse me. I got beside myself. Y'all said peace. I had a dream. And y'all said he gonna grow trees out here. And Federal Reserve notes are gonna cover them. So wait. Time he talked to us, he blasted us. He blasted us. Spirit is shaking, knees quaking. Y'all hear this? This bullshit these people trying to sell you as the Spirit of Yah. Nah, they don't know.
Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith Yahweh, that use their tongues and say, he saith. Behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith Yahweh, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lips and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith Yahweh.
Y'all hearing that? Now that's the real Yahweh Elohim. Hallelujah. Verse 32, behold, I am against.
Hallelujah. I hope we heard the man of Yah there, saints. Declaring us what? The real Yahweh Elohim? Not the one who's going to tell us the sweet little lies, the things that we want to hear? I think I lost Brother Ugly. Oh, no, you back, Brother Ugly. Okay. I saw you. Said you left, but now you're back. Okay, hallelujah. Still having trouble, brother? Okay, I got you. I see. Okay, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. The technical difficulties always happen. Hallelujah. But you did get the scripture posted. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Well, I hope we can take heed to what the man of Yah said there. But you know, there are a lot of deceivers, even in this time and hour, roaming around, as we all know, they're out there doing their thing, speaking lies and ministering to those with itching ears. But praise Yah that you don't have an itching ear, that you got ears for the truth, and you can endure sound doctrine. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to back to 2 Peter. Second Peter, we'll start at verse 16. We'll read to verse 21. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Master Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses. But were eyewitnesses of His Majesty. For He received from Yah the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice came from heaven, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. You know, we got that more sure word of prophecy, right? And we're not giving heed to cunningly devised fables. You know, things like King David is the Messiah. And of course, that's some man who decides he wants to be the Messiah himself. None of that crap. You know, the Trinity doctrine, the prosperity doctrine, the rapture, or amongst a lot of black Hebrew Israelites, white man, Esau, and etc. We all know these things that are out there, but you know, we had that sure word of prophecy that we had hear the man of Yah speaking. Even from that clip I played. But knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures of any private interpretation, so you can't just twist the scripture and make yourself the Messiah, or say that King David's the Messiah. That's your own private interpretation. You know, use it to make gain of people. But this we do know, in verse 21, but the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Yah spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, like we heard the man of Yah speak as he's moved by the Holy Spirit. So let's make sure we got ears to hear the true servants of Yah, saints, and not being deceived, having itching ears, and going after people telling us what we want to hear, you know, like that purple Cadillac guy at the Hebrew conference. You know, these men that want to make you trust in uncertain riches. And I have one more scripture for us. Let me find it. Hallelujah. Some more I want to cover, but I'm not going to. I believe you all get the message. But you know, going back to where was it? Back over to 2 Peter for a second. You know, all we need. 2 Peter 1:3, I'm going to read it to you again. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. You know, He's given to us all things, saints, so we got all we need. So there ain't no excuse for any of us missing it in the kingdom, not being able to obtain the kingdom, for us being blind, poor, wretched, and miserable. Like over Revelation 3, I mean, we got no excuse. He's given us all we need to make it, all we need to inherit eternal life, all we need to grow, to show forth His nature, for Him to be able to receive the hope of His glory within us. You know, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the Most High has given us all we need, things that pertain to life and godliness. Now, some people might say, let's say, for instance, you're a single woman. Well, hey, I need a husband, y'all. Well, when it's time, He'll give you what you need. You're a single man, you need a wife. When it's time, He'll give you what you need. When it's time. May not be time for you yet. You may be burning your lust right now. Get the spirit cast out. Deal with your nature. Deal with what you got going on. Get disciplined. And when it's time, the Father will supply that need according to His riches and glory for it. That was the next scripture I was going to read, actually. Philippians, where's that? Anyway, Philippians 4:19. But my Yah shall supply your needs, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we don't ever get no excuse to be discontent and to be missing it. You know, and of course, with different levels in the walk. I understand all that too. Yeah, brother, I've not like that. Yes, He has, especially if He brought us the straight way. We are well-fed and have good examples of how to walk. Yes, That's true, my brother. Hallelujah. So one of the reasons to be discontent, sowing discord, you know, being dissatisfied and all this and that, you know, when we got, you know, the Most High's providing for us. You know, healing the children's bread, you know, that contains deliverance too. You know, things that we need healed in our body. Some of us are waiting on manifestations of healing in our body. Things like that. But he's allowed all our needs according to his riches and glory. And right now, while you're still waiting on that manifestation of healing or whatever you desire, just maintain your faith. Hallelujah. Just maintain. Hold on. Father's going to deliver. Maybe there's something wrong with you still. Get your wicked heart right. But if not, if it ain't you, then just wait. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to take care of us, saints. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's good. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of us. You know, so hallelujah. Well, thanks. That's all I got for you tonight. I do appreciate you all being here tonight, listening. I do enjoy the fellowship. Enjoy all of you. I love you dearly. You know, make sure you all keep the man of y'all lifted up in your prayers, because Satan's not going to let off on his attack on the man of y'all. You know, he wants to smite the ship. He wants to stop the preaching. He wants to stop us from being able to hear. And what did the pastor say? Hold on, I'm going to get down my notes. Hold on. What did he say? You know, Satan seeks to corrupt our mind. You know, like he did with Eve. And Pastor gave that example with Eve yesterday. You know, the devil's seeking to take us captive. He's looking for the prize. You know, you, saints of Yah. We'll be the crown jewels in his crown. You know, the crown, the more of Yah's saints he can capture, he can get. You know, the devil's going to be well pleased with that. You know, he's seeking whom he can devour. So let's make sure we keep the man of Yah lifted up. Keep him covered in prayer. But make sure we're doing our spiritual warfare, sending back curses. And all, you know, all the things pertaining to that, please. So let's stay faithful this dead season. And let's look forward to what the Most High has for us when we come to Passover. You know, when we get back into the season of life with him. Hallelujah. And I'm looking forward to see what the Father's going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Brother Steve, bless you, sir. Hallelujah for the calendar and all the work that you do, my brother, behind the scenes. You, Brother Ugly, and all you saints out there, especially all you prayer warriors out there, because we need y'all. We need the saints lifting up the prayers, especially those of you that are very diligent and faithful. Hallelujah. All right, saints, well, I bless you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Hope you all have a beautiful week. Keep all the elders in prayer as well, too, all the leaders, everyone in leadership. And yourselves, pray for one another. And let's just keep our, like my lovely says here, focus on getting right for the feast. And make it through this dead season. And I like that title of Brother Michael Israel's video a few weeks back. Don't die in the dead season. I think I'm saying it right. And yeah, if you haven't got the Holidays calendar, go to www.holidayscalendar.com. Hallelujah. And bless you, Walsh family, all you that are here tonight. I love you all. I just bid you shalom.